stress relief. With the large size of the drawings causing my software to slow down to an absolute crawl, the stress I was feeling was getting pretty bad. It had reached the point where, simply to change drawings, it was taking nearly 5 minutes, and with the type of work I was doing, I needed to change drawings between 10 and 12 times an hour. So basically, what I was facing on the project was, for every hour of productive work, I spent an hour waiting for the drawings to appear on my computer screen. Since I was working through the holidays, the office was fairly deserted, with probably 75% of the staff off celebrating, shopping, or simply hanging out at home. As it turned out, with the exception of one person in an office at the far side of the building, I was the only person working in my wing of the building. With the outside temperatures approaching 80, no one really around, I had eased up on the dress code a bit, wearing shorts, a t-shirt, and tennis shoes to work. Searching for ways to relieve stress while I waited for each screen to appear, I had brought some books into work, but while the 5-minute wait between drawings seemed an eternity while I was just doing nothing, it wasn't long enough to really let me get into reading. I'd find myself just getting into a passage when the computer was ready, and the next time I switched drawings, I'd have to reread nearly everything I'd read before. I finally found one book with some very short erotic stories in it. The stories were short enough that I could read in just about the time it took for a drawing to load. I would simply work on the computer until I needed to switch to another drawing, then I'd pick up the book and begin reading. That seemed to work quite well for a while, but I did find some of the ultra-short stories very engaging, so engaging that by the time I was ready to work on another drawing, I found I had an erection. It was about that time I got an idea. Why not take this stress relief to another level? Standing up and looking around the office, I confirmed I was the only person in the cubicle area, and I saw the only other guy on the floor had already left for lunch. Confirming I was alone for the time being, I eased my cock out through one of the leg openings in my shorts and slowly began stroking as I read. Now, I wasn't really trying to get myself off. I was just experimenting. Most of the time, it took just a few minutes to change drawings, so I'd get through a particularly sexy portion of the book and had my cock feeling pretty good, but it wasn't enough to get off or anything. It was a kind of a nice way to relax a bit between working on the drawings and then reading the sexy stories, slowly stroking my cock. As the time wore on, I did notice I was getting closer to coming between the work sessions and kind of made a game of it, stroking my cock as I read, but fighting to hold off coming until the screen changed views and I'd go back to work. Finally, it was getting close to quitting time, so I decided I needed to finish myself off. So I clicked the drawing page that I knew would take a long time, longer than ordinary. I flipped in the book to a sexy passage about eating pussy, and I slowly began sliding my fingers up and down the shaft of my cock. After a while, I repositioned myself so I could wrap my hand completely around myself. Moving faster, I felt the pressure building in my balls and the pleasure running down the length of my shaft. Ignoring my computer now, I read in the book as I pushed my tongue deep into the woman's pussy, tasting her and reading that my body suddenly released and that I came, spurting my cum neatly into the trash can right in front of me. I then grabbed a paper towel, dabbed up the rest of my cum, and tossed it into the trash. After my slipping my cock back into my shorts, I stood up and confirmed that I was still the only one in the area. I could smell the distinct smell of cum and knew that if I ever tried this with people around, I'd need to spray some cologne to mask the smell. I finished up my work then, took a few blank pieces of paper and covered up the cum that I could see in the trash can and headed home completely relaxed.